We're sitting with Maggie in front of Katua Kitchen. Maggie, what do you have to share with us?
Hello. I am a Katua kid, so I guess I grew up in Katua and had a lot of great experiences. It's like part of my childhood. And we learned so many things, so many random cool things, like they'd put nickels on the ground to have the kids watching where they step and looking for shiny things, looking for snakes. And the water has always been my favorite part, just getting in there and being human. And it really taught me a lot now living in Atlanta and like knowing that that way is not the only way and you don't need $500 a week to survive. And
to right feet on backwards tackle nonsense in a sensical sensual causal relationship of worldly matters of materially frown testiculi motioning questions of checkery and balanced an even more set of throws into the early to be evening, if that was your time of night, and it was, not to stop bother or just that it was, slily changed and to the left again, patter as if that pattern was gently dipped into a spiky street of electric swizzed by with the murmurs of hearts neatly tucked behind stereos while mild chatter of the news events of a day yet to come or was happening a world away, as it always was and thus reported into the airwaves if you were inclined or reclined to listen or let it flow into as the FM programming you choose to start your day. When the day becomes and turns away the night which you forget for the purposes of sanity, yet seek it again on a regular basis to maintain such a staticity of non-forgetfulness, only slightly to offset the ins of sanity again, and again, which oddly fits your design, or did and does by memory alone, as you may be in these moments as listening again, what is it that continues the forces of life inside any of us, or simultaneously all of us? And also what brings death and is that in sequence or altogether? Is death perhaps overworked these days, and should we feel sorrow for a job which ought not to return a lot of satisfaction to such a non-forced force of zeroing out, or is it a time of jubilee for the finals to be lifted and sorted or tossed around on sleds into a trucked city vehicle while their families ponder from far away if they'll see their child in the stars the very evening, or perhaps next week, and wait. It was a ghost town. This town outside of town, where the reported and seemingly dead arrived, in a bus, to a bar which nay served alcohol, at a time which was neither between day or night, and as it unloaded, the people on it, looked forward and around a bit, and didn't talk or offer each other a help of any kind, for that's what got them into this predicament. And it was a predicament, preceded by a non-behavior and thrown under, their arms like the pillow they brought to bed and perhaps still had, clinging on as some to the last bits of electrics which grounded them to this, the planet of their choosing, as delivered their lifetime ago by that hopped-up beast of perhaps a stork, or shot out of a cannon as they now remembered, making their way towards a new challenge, delivered at that very hospital, or one near and far away from their hearts, which were no longer beating themselves up like the drummer they perhaps followed, or perhaps even made a sound in motion to start their own circle, and did. Well, did, was the operative word here, and there was no operation. For some this was a relief and for others they'd hoped of a bit more fervor in their demise, instead of this old bus, which was now pulling away to get some more. And the more company it brought, you'd think the mood would change, or that the party would start, and that life would begin again for these souls without ne'er a pair of sock on some, perhaps too rich to go poor on the streets they loved, or even not given the chance to go mad and rediscover a world of living before they unchoose to. Well, what had happened? Death was standing over, just there. But he had a sort of uniform on. Not the usual one you'd expect, big black coat with coal black eyes you couldn't see. And he had a voice. Again, not the usual tonal somber one you'd see in film, but a quiet calm and directing voice, as he took out a map and motioned to a set of others on where this next lot was meant to settle. A settlement for the dead. On this planet? Or in it? There was a hole up ahead. Some people were already walking towards it, perhaps that's where they were meant to go in such a malaise of non-reasoning, they reasoned with each other and some began to point. The men pointed back at them and motioned. There was a young man, or perhaps a young woman, oh likely it was a manning based on his pajamas he'd been comfortable up until a moment ago, or several, counting the Riga's route which the bus took on its way up here. Or was it down here? He pondered. The lights were still visible from where he stood, that way over there. That warm city, and now this cold plotted bit of land with a warmish hole. That was their reasoning. The man's name had to be reminded to himself at this moment, by the too soon pair of other uniformed men who approached him and called to his attention his new identification. It goes on your toll, sir, was a bit of laughter from the other. We tag 'em and bag 'em and you have made a grade up to the other level, one said. Oh, it's just I. Was a stammering about to happen. He thought he'd get his bearings first, but time in this place was not a luxury as it was on the, and where am I? Level K, said the other. That's where we're taking you. Answers to his questions were not forthright and he decided he would walk along and discover what the men were up and about. They looked down at his feet and turned with each other and walked a bit in the direction our character was thinking of going in anyway. They all moved forward. One had a radio, and it clackered every 30 seconds or so. No audio, and there was a solemn understanding between the men, who moved in their usual way and as if they had some regular duty here, and they did. To deliver this man to the level, as stated, K. A small door appeared lit only by the seam to show that there were electrics inside, and perhaps life, he thought. I mean, who would power the electrics, and perhaps there was heat. It was dimly cold and wet outside, and he'd hoped for perhaps a cocoa once they'd arrived at a resting spot. The door opened and a middle-aged woman motioned them in. Inside was just a couch, and a television which was not turned on, and he sat as was motioned to do so, and they left. He fiddled with the couch and sat for a bit, then decided to lay down and wait for something else to happen. His eyes closed. Closure, he thought to himself, as in close again, and now on a couch. He'd just left his bed, and how? Odd, he couldn't remember. What about the night before? Still nothing. Though he recognized his own pajamas. They were a gift, for he'd never consider wearing clothes to bed until people started buying them at holidays. Birthday. His mind sprang a bit. Yeah, he remembered that. Well, the word anyway, but forgot the date. Hum. He hummed to himself. The couch was comfortable still, and still, and as he was noticing the something nothing around him was as familiar as his memory of forgetfulness. He was kind of enjoying the non-enjoying and hoped it would last for a while too, when a chime chimed. You're up, popped in a young woman, through a door which appeared only momentarily and lingered lit and hopeful for his arrival through it and onto something new and perhaps exciting. I wouldn't bet on it, the young woman held the door open still. Oh, what? Exciting, isn't it? You'll think to yourself as you walk towards me, and perhaps it will be, but I've never seen it. Her eyes bobbed a bit over his pajamas. He was noticing that everybody was noticing his pajamas, including himself, and he smiled now and turned up towards the lady and decided to make a change. James, he offered a glance over her in his hand to shake it if she was so undesirable to do so. Oh, she shook his hand and her lips tilted towards a similar smile in a manner liking to him. Your new home, is it? Last one left you behind? Well, we've got you here and in the now, she offered a bit more of herself as light conversation. Oh, well, good, I mean. It's nice to. I mean. See. I mean, look at you. Still human, right? Aren't we? A bit more of that and we'll all be into spring in no time, she beamed a bit more. Here, come along and listen. And put her arm around him as they both walked into the level while she let the door close behind them. There is more conversation through here, and there. And. She motioned there. The ideas are sorted throughout, but I think you'll find they're color-coded to your liking. At least I think so. The mats are for play or playfulness, not resting, and the coffee pot is locked up. But I'll get you a cup if you'd like. Caffeine at this time of night, though, I wouldn't recommend it, but some do. Just up ahead the hallways were opening and rooms became larger, with a twisty maze of passages broken off from left to center, and they appeared to light up as he saw people walking around and through them, with some evidence of direction. Some were carrying notebooks and others simply appeared and disappeared in their gowns without shoes, of varying colors. Yes. I'd love a cup. It'll just get me started, you know. I mean, it was a long. He'd forgotten about the bus. He'd forgotten about the door. He'd remember this place, surely. And he looked over to her to see what she was about to say. Synaptic haptics, the stated in plain technical language. It's the engine which runs this place. Thought up by thought itself. Kind of a miracle it works at all, and that's kind and to the point. You'll discover in a second. And she handed him a coffee. It was black and sweet, and a bit artificial tasting, and he sucked at it and it was warm and he kept the cup at his side and thought to speak. So what do you do here? I mean, besides this, he attempted a light bit of conversation he was sort of used to, in these types of situations which had now become rare enough. I bring the people who power the machine, and you're it. Would you like to know more? Because I would. We all would, and the last one just fired. Oh good, there's still some in there. I thought I'd have to push you in the chute, but things seem to still be functioning. Chute. Chute. Oh, that there. Well, I wouldn't jump in there. It's frightening, you'd have to push me. They both smiled. Yes, that's what I do, normally. But we have some time. Would you like to take a walk? They did walk around the outside, as it was in this place of interior. And occasionally they saw some people, and mostly it just hummed, and they talked. And she reminded him of some of the tools of coping he'd forgotten, and while he didn't need coping now, he thought he might, and might remember. And if anything, it was that, and her smile, and they carried on about the place, and, well, about the place and what it was for and for whom and why indeed and however and so about who the guy was walking, and then about the drawings on the walls they were passing, and the variety of colors which were always just on the sides of them as they passed through each space. Things were indeed warm at this moment, and he looked at her again, this time with familiarity and friendship, and was hopeful they could stay together for some time more, and that they'd discover this place and see it in a new light, and carry each other on in conversation and fluidity, and that it would be good for the pair of them. If you'd like, was her verbal response to his nonverbal reckoning. It's more and more like yourself the more you put into it. You'll find that, and it'll find you, and bit more at a time while we're all comfortable, and that's the idea, she smiled jokingly. The idea, she repeated, it's just that's the point of this place. Two of you, the idea. Welcome to Level K. We're off to a good start, I thought you might. And here we are. Fab. If you have any more, I'm keen to listen, she listened. Hear that warble up ahead? That's you. We'd best keep be walking while it's still an idea, and she took his hand, perhaps warmed by the coffee, but very likely by the idea of a place to have something, and hold it gently, and that wasn't the artificial sweetener talking. This place was a good idea, and he smiled to himself as gently as she touched his fingers, and carried himself up a bit with her, to the level, as it lit up and fired and the visuals became deeper, and he even touched the walls sometimes and they glowed. And he looked at her and she glowed, and it was pretty damn magical for this time of a lifetime to discover her in such a place, and so they flowed into it, and it flowed, and when they stopped, it still happened around them, and when then moved, there was a bit of zippiness, but it stayed with them. Well, we've reached 88 lines of code, she stamped her feet gently as he just noticed her light shoes for the first time. You know that's your little joke, and it's time for punch up punch tape light conversation. Here, let's put on a bit of music. Thanks for the idea. The music came on and they smiled and continued on to walk and silently talk a bit, observing the synapses which fired and the vision which appeared on the walls, and it was fine and on they wanted to go. Which was a good start. I have a little joke too. He finally said out loud. Oh? You were fired. And he dove into her and kissed her everywhere at once, illuminating the entire place with a spark which went off into every direction, just for a second, which seemed like the life and worth living for that instant and a lifetime, and instantaneously it was and is. That's just a little synaptic joke, he grinned at her. She was still lit up and look at her arms, throw back she grinned, and welcome to the happenings of haptics. You've made a great day egg drop botter stop drop on. That's funny coming from you. The next one's better. And it was, and was again, and again. And they fired each synapse they chose, and sparked with love at each quarter of an idea that made them look at each other, in their eyes, or eyes to any part that needed sparking, and they understood, for that was this place, and they continued and met each other and stayed themselves of course, and sometimes carried each other on in lighter conversation, or as they overheard the walls talking to them, and then they would suddenly smile and it would happen again. They banged on the brain walls just for the fun of it, and fell over as they were toppled about, and onto each other. And that made them laugh more and they rolled around and stayed here and there for a bit more each time, and sometimes they ran, if it was their choosing. And sometimes they posed and talked about the art which should be here and over there and sometimes they saved each other from a doldrum of underthinking, or over non-participating, and they had now and continued to begin, and know they had always been with each other, as electrics. And electrics didn't falter. Not here in this purity of space, and space gap they fired it, and fired it again. And rang a bell and kicked the walls and made it jump and they tuned an orchestral of sound, and it rang through the chambers, and they found the corner of this place, and would create anything they wished for a time and time again, which they found with each and again too. And it was good. Dash. The presided auricolaudit modis are built and maintained for the inspirational inspired set of living juxtapositional elements which bring rocks to the ocean and women into fluffy places where cuddly was in fact, invented. Maintained with jester lews of material speculatory, we shine on the dark warbly bits for 2.5 feet of tubing with a heat meant just for the now again, as needed. Take 2. Aqua Q.
Chattering deep into the light bright webbings of patterned feet is this podcast, brought to you on the Anchor.fm platform from the labs of Aqua Q. Anchor.fm is available for iOS and Android, brings a free and clear interface for your podcast creator genius, with royalty-free music and sound effects that make you sound from the radiophonic workshop, with segments for you to advertise yourself in the cash money you so deserve, available everywhere podcasts are free. Just do the Q.
Miranda was in her lawful office, the kind that's just right, or right justified. She was an author, as well as reviewing other people's works for publishing. Today was Thursday, and her stack included literature on extraterrestrials, a novel, and a pocketbook about knitting hooks. She took the novel to her study, which was more like, well, it was more like the kitchen counter in her brightly lit apartment, with a cutting board, where she had an avocado and turned some pages. Intrigue and pocket watches. Time and materials on this one. Maybe out for a coffee. She stashed the book into her baffled bag of trick-or-treats and scuffled out the door in a slightly woolly blue dress. She passed Jelly in the street on the way to the shop. He tipped his hat and said the boss would love to buy her a cup, and to dig into the tips jar on his behalf if he'd already left. She was used to that. She used to work for him too, in this very coffee shop, as she rounded the corner and walked inside. His hat was on. Pleased you made the mark. What is the news in publishing today? A wistful and couch fodder for later, and a bit of telephone booth changing for this one. Her paperback flapped from her oversized bag. Oh good, the store needs a bestseller this year. They get one every year, she said. Oh yes, you do. They both smiled. She cheersed him with her cup, and slammed back the hot mess, and as her head tipped, so did her chair, and off. And backwards she fell, banging her head on the side of the fireplace on her way down to the furry bear carpet rug on the floor. Oops. Passed out was she. But conscious too. She was standing over there. Looking down. Oh my. Not again. She grabbed her bag and ran out, leaving her body behind. There were ambulances coming. They'd sort her out. She had to get to the shop up the hill and tell Mac about it. Or was it a dream? She looked back.
If you have any questions about this nonsense, do message us at anchor.fm/aquaqlabs and you'll leave us a message so that we can bring your voice into the lab and chatter. Until next time. Love from Aqua Q.
No one tells time like the present. If you had to be there, then why weren't you? I had an affair. But I came clean. How can I be talking to myself, if you can hear me? She wouldn't give me the time of day, so I tried later. The funny bone is not actually a bone. How is that funny? I think Jesus has body self-image issues. If superstitious were normal, it'd just be barring stitious. Trying not to think about it seems at odds with its intention. I saw stacked Colette at the copy machine. Was I seeing double? Or was she collating? Does Chewy get granola bar royalties? I left the internet on last night. Man, that was expensive. Do opposable thumbs argue? The COVID vaccines are divided. Together they're called sarcasm, doc? You either have crickets, or neon. Except you get to choose neon. You know he this one cried all the way home? Too long if in out shopping. Particle physics of the said, actionable towards a completeness towards the next and forward balanced and fluidity, we find our soft sun radiant and the just and enough let, atmospherically, to bounce also towards the reflection of mass particles in a solar of systems, we find. It's just so, it happens, that what we utilize is what we present for another and another forth and hence, as measured to be signaled and proposed to be delivered just. Some of a new worm on a faraway planet, where a dirt speck presented as a vision, delivered across space as color towards material, where our characters finds just enough space to perhaps crawl, or perhaps just and what? The economy for this fair creature is dependent on independent and the free living which is allowance towards the belief of a continuation of a happy living. Sadly, this speck on perhaps the nine planet is justly not enough, and our worm as idea in space narrow mentions his narrow desire for ground consumption from a perhaps planet of the toggled belief in such a nomenclature, and here the bird was to follow, which again was not its purpose, except to follow a belief of said creature ready to look up and discover to be a being. It's the funny girls. So here we have a parameter of the commonly internal kind and time towards a flotation device of our spinning globule, the heart towards mass in rush from a beginning of the H2, friendly towards and about the many, from its probably opposition of the culminary rest of the yet to be discovered chemicals, and in that instant, propelling towards a far and away sustainability to be just and so on toward those times. Forgetting, slightly, the heat of the perhaps and tomorrow, feels likely as a polite dressing of big salad, and just and again, the origin of the phrase evening, well traversed and trodden lightly and for that promise from self of an eternal light, Chepo, as in stood and used from self and from the many convinced of such a travesty. Dash. We and the know are aware, and many are leggings which take towards the giving of this, the balanced swimming thing which had ought to be rarely a sunrise for the riches contained, and yet oddly a leakage into space, radio and disparity, ripped, reversed, cowed out, gained and never found again, if you know what I mean. Our bodies, spatial, stored the culinary dictionary of a brief and lit-up systemic, voluntarily for the motion of such bodies to deliver our wishes for its sinners. But let's step back in time, for quite and which is impossible, due to gravity spent towards a motion from and towards what has been delivered as one and me. Perhaps we would simply stand, and more likely smile at the well wishes of the exacting rights to be transceiver, for their purpose. choice versus actual livability. There was a singular of containment, that which proceeds for the next, and as Heisenberg is aware, half the time, observability of a shedding of material is not quite chaos, again, and these elements should ne'er exist in containment anyway. And that's a little play on containment, due to elemental physics that their atomic should be contained as other elements, and not the Zohar of surprise. We've said all these things, as known, and as brief, and yet the observation of opposition is so external, from internal, that shedding occurs as an instance of rediscovery. Dash. Memory is an odd placement of the many in the chemicals which operate polymorphically, too, in just balance and rebalance of brain unprotected cytoplasm, and as well the pan-galactic is oddly like a gold bridge, smashed, and hence with a temporal of pain and swelling in the nether regions. And well, this has been a slightly offset and offshoot from the labia, set 51% for the undecided, or the proposed time displacement of rear view discovery, backwards and forwards, as in the drink you perhaps mean to buy me, kind sir. This has been Aqua Q. Beep, you're listening to Radio 11 Archive, captured Monday, June 7th and 2200 hours. This is the voice of Aqua Q.
Forward and forwards until cereal comes out of your nose, alphabet style. Now this.
Gazinked, your agent is loaded. It's especially fair and damp today. Just slide it on for a trial. We'll ultra shock it off later. Well, we'll try. The last time they side-loaded an agent on me was 2 weeks ago, and it's still sticky around the ankles. Toes are a bit doughy too. It was also well known that the staff had been messing with the programs. Hot was cold, up was sideways. It was a right bollocks. The intention was unclear, but the effect was Lord of the Rings meets Pee Wee Herman in a nightclub disco deck with boots, a dinner dress, and a quart of petrol to last the night. You had to stay busy or the body program kicked in and started rewriting everything. It was 5 a.m. and Peru was rising. A tone chimed. It was Tuesday morning in the West Bank, and the street merchants were setting up for the bazaar. Hakmek put up his wares and wandered across the street to the newsstand. Not gonna buy today's paper. Jellish, it's filled with lies and the ads are too expensive. Jason blinked. That was his name. Mr. H had begun calling him Jellish after a peanut butter mishap. 3 years ago, everybody knew Creamy was bullshit. The paper was expensive to run since the owner lived well in his accounts. Securities, I think he called it. The editor too lived strong with a mind to argue the cost of freedom. I guess it was 35 cents, and a hot chocolate at the corner cafe where they cased the town for stories. Hakmek wandered over for a cup. The sign tilted just a bit as he walked into the sunny dungeon pies and other morsely treatable ales and amenables. He had 35 cents.
He walked in, stippled lip from a slight shaving accident, and tossed his 35 cents into the tip jar. Careful with that, fella, he said. You could buy a paper with that. Frog the editor just smiled as he usually does when he's being bullied or getting ready to trim his toenails. This time was both. Not in the coffee shop, man, don't forget what happens to dead cellular phones. They get recycled as little girls' tricycles. Well, that's all right, Hakmek, I'll buy one for your family next time you've got a date with Lillery. She wrote me the other day. Dear editor, she's always so formal. Yes, Lillery was a peach and liked getting into the vertical columns on the paper, sideways. Extra, extra. So the coffee tariffs are up again, eh, old man? Surprised to see you so spendthrift at the till. Oh, that's for the tables. It's a bizarre banquet from the street festival tonight. Lights, action, superstars. Indeed, the narrative had been left justified for 75p in last week's paper by another secret admirer of the bazaar. They sent a basket of baskets filled with gaskets. That's got to be something clever. What's clever? Frog asked. Weird, I was just thinking to myself, it must be the coffee. You didn't have any. Oh, that must be why then too, much of a non-creamed thing. It's time to get over to Peru. Get me the phone.
Send us a message at anchor.fm/AquaQLabs and tell us what you want to hear. It's April 20th, 2020 and this is Aqua Q Labs C3W.
Chattering deep into the light bright webbings of patterned feet is this podcast, brought to you on the anchor.fm platform from the labs of Aqua Q. Anchor.fm is available for iOS and Android, brings a free and clear interface for your podcast creator genius with royalty-free music and sound effects that make you sound from the radiophonic workshop, with segments for you to advertise yourself in the cash money you so deserve. Available everywhere podcasts are free. Just do the Q.
The story of our energetic twisteries of will. Dot. QSAT. On a Thursday, no less, is more. Day became night as was the middle ground of the evening and carried on, as he was in normality, his brain jiggled just with the bits of telephonery which was perhaps a call yet to be answered. And so it rang. Ring. The switchboard was dusty in a corner part of town in which the operator sat. Near plugs in near disrepair for the facts of conversations on blocks which hummed alongside each other from house to house and with the banks of women who managed our heavenly connection towards and about each other and for the days past and nights set to come, and even the idling where young women spun loose a cord of wire on their beds, to dream of being old to be young again, and to spend the nights about it all and dance and find their love and art and all the while draw from dreams we shared, and share through voice on this. These copper metals, found not so long ago in the fires of community minerals, worn gently as gifts and for the art of it all, she spoke, as in a bicycle she stowed for her remembrance of childhood, and the promise of her perpetual remainder in the pursuit of such a skill to ride. It wasn't all in the letter, it was more in his character, you know, his language, as in well-versed and, well, how's things picking up for you? / Miranda sat with her notebook, open to page 11, with our friends the EGS pondering away at her now poetry as she stammered for a continuation of the verse. Her television was on pause, taped earlier, and frozen in still life was the static jumps of the magnetic heads which bore efforts to grip around taped heads with a taut calibration which was the expectation of motion. She picked up the phone and dialed by stored memory. CHLLNK. Q's hand reached over to dim the light and picked up the receiver, and answered in his usual way, which was not to speak but just listen. Miranda, by way of her nature, chose to make calls in the same fashion after the idea that an operator would introduce them to her. She waited and they both sat, with silent electric slit from edgy retrospect. Well, you could at least. Hello, Freedom. I imagined it was you. Good thinking using land. It's all up in the air these days, eh? She grinned, and see. By the bay, still inning about, are we? Up for anything or am I still taking notes? Well, how are the little guys? Still taking up poetry? Got a bit of life on the marginal edge of justified rule, eh? They are sleeping. I think the theater blew their mind or something. I think we went overboard, as in overshot the arc, eh? I think they'll be all right, but they're on my mind. You know how that works. She thought about Geneva, and picked up a cookie. Q thought about the EGS and imagined them tucked into their paper beds, shielded by the pulpy puppets of their own artistry and fractal dynamics. They ran on whatever cycle was available, as in a sine wave. But Miranda noted how well they adapted to her cadence of rest and darker motion. It was their nature to survive, and even though she worried about their well-being, she didn't want to run them unnecessarily, and so they rested on that desire. Miranda too had adjusted, in part because of the year-long project to get these guys, and moreover for the needs of the immediate, as now adaptation had introduced her to paths not yet traveled. She clicked on the stereo and hung with Q, on the curved wire which doubled in length as they found each other in the middle of their circle, at once and more. Is it me? Came the silence in electrics. Grappling. Whenever you pick up this phone it rings in my head. Music blade? Characters typed the teletype from a history of the copper, wired up as a memory. What is it you want me to say? Is it what you want? Is that us? How are we? Still? From side to side, together and left, apart or in our mind's eye, frayed in sunshine like the iris of triangles you wrote me about today? He glanced around as if to ask somebody else, and they looked, as they always do, and he looked back to find her, while she turned simultaneously towards and away him, and on and around they searched for the bit to find each other, quite literally that bit which is always on and about origin. So she spoke. You know you're not allowed to do that to me, I mean you are, but, you know, I can't handle the correlation with this many people on the wire. How can we think or know anything about anything if the line gets hijacked, as in those lunatics with the chemicals to seep around the glassier parts of our eyes? Silence. Well, I say silence. There was an actual amount of incredible silence on the line. That is the natural background of the universe, with the only solid connection at the end points of our defunct pack bell. Put that aside was her voice. The background is just like the film we watched. It changes to match the foreground, and if you stare into it, it'll change the foreground too. You know that. You're writing in both dimensions, he worried for a second. Well, that hurts. He tried to grin, as in the cycle, and exactly 11 times 22 plus 20, that's middle C. I've been studying about circles. They've got me spinning, and not in the predictable benefit of ways, you know. I'm hungry, Miranda blurted. Of all the things. Well, materially speaking, my gut feel is a little overloaded on chocolate. Here, let me put you on hold. She put the receiver onto her speaker and it played some light dance techno from the 90s into Q's ear. He got up and walked around too, with the telephone to his ear, and his eyes around and about the place, as he was out of it a bit, and out of time, and his desire to continue to create was impeded like this copper wire. With more than enough electricity to keep the circuit, but near an activity of voice towards either side to promote wellness, in their personal maths of disruptive not disruption, as in to say their continuity was. Well, it was reasoned that a focus on nothing in particular had led him and others in and around and off their rockers. Rocked the light switched on the wall where more copper climbed into and around the concrete, thoughts of foundation, as in the series. And he surged. And he hurt. And he jabbed away at keys to his mind, because he couldn't find rest. And rest is not what he desired, and so they reasoned he wouldn't find it, and they tried with him to find it for him, but what was it? They knew. Did he? Well, that's impossible, she got back on the line. We're out of chocolate. I mean, she stammered. Q. She waited. I know you're writing this down. What should I say? Do you know the core? She paused. You were doing it again. We was. He was jabbing at his mind to find her words and spatial time, without listening, so used to the chaos now, that he once enjoyed to power over with a spark which lit up the party line. You can't keep on this way, her voice was slow. There's too much stuff, the material. The light. It's randomized, and you know what that means. And by that, no, you're going to pause and tell me about it, if that will make you feel better. And you know it might. Q gently recovered for a second, and began again. The narrative turned for Q to speak, and he did, in his usual way, and that was unusual. The meter. It's sticking the verses together. Like. The cadences are off. The lights are on and they just change intensity, and the sensory spectrum was hitting at random pockets and between edges of what should be thought was body, and an idea was an appendage of an action, and so on. There was both overlap and underlap, and a body at rest. It was not restful or resting, as in that API where you're not supposed to do the work. You were too focused on that quadrant, she poked at her cranium as if he could see her. You know that's the overflow from these bits. She flashed her breasts into a mirror in her room and smiled, adjusted herself, and straightened her jacket she was wearing. It's not going to go anywhere, unless you can plug the leak. The light translated to frequencies of urgency in her. I mean his, I mean. Well, their voice. Maybe some rest, you know. I mean. Let me look something up. I'll put on some history and it'll be fine for a moment. Do you want the audio? I'll do with it. Get on track, and get back to me.
R cross. The overlap of our sex, male and female, in trust and security, reference, theta, phi. As the perspective, as an angle within a circle, where that perspective indicates travel within and about the circle. Then take our chord, in music and as well the line with both end points on a circle, and further, as travel goes, our major scale, starting with a triangle denoted by CDE. Then overlapping with a triangle FGA, then ABC. Nice one. The fourth note, F, for fail, intersects our first triad of CDE, as denoted by perhaps comma, which depicts this intersex with two angles, as well the slash denoting the cross in sexes, this time diagonal, as in perspective to the cross. G and A continue to intersect D and E, with theta, phi, and additionally by perspective we now have six angles, each with a mixture of theta, phi, theta. The return to C, as our octave doubles in frequency, middle 262 Hz to 523 Hz, double, but not a power of 2, goes to B, which is a chord across the circle, intersecting, perhaps depending on your mode of travel, in this case the last angle, not intersected by, FGE, from our first triangle CDE, and then the last angle at return of field goal, also no intersected by, CDE. And perhaps B to C is now on another axis, we've either used X and Y or X and C, so perhaps Y? To elevate and spiral our triangles upwards, connecting them future such chords. But then they're not on the circle, perhaps they are the circle, spiral, Fibonacci. 1, 1, 2, 3, 5, 8, 13, 21. The corollary to Hebrew lettering, where the difference is free energy, and in the case of Fibonacci where life is the resultant of this energy, therefore the energy comes down from an infinity, and with probability exactly how expected, pi, and while pi's perfect probability indicates the non-theoretical infinity of negentropy, it is balanced by verse, which correlates three of infinite choice, and a set of pairs to provide an optimized ratio of choice and freedom. The upshot is our availability to start right away. From the middle, and right towards any space to fill in with living, as is evident as life according to this participation from all angles, pointed. Good night. And this bit is just the bits to remind you to get your figure and figuring together and to and gathered with the dosh to provide for yourself and our environment to displace its paper tie in exchange for your misuse of plastic for the furthering exchange of ideas, and that is the book, A Wizard's Pocket, now unavailable on a slightly alien point of non-existence until you chose and purchase a one or many of, and ignorance is not in fact bliss. And only bliss as created will be discovered, and so to further these and ideas, carry on with carrying this book, on your shelves and in fact your pocket and pocketbooks even, a book inside a book, so proceed in any eventfulness, this is AquaQ of AquaQLabs.com with San Francisco's Pisces of Peachy and lovely loverly C3W.
Chattering deep into the light bright webbings of patterned feet is this podcast, brought to you on the Anchor.fm platform from the labs of AquaQ. Anchor.fm is available for iOS and Android, brings a free and clear interface for your podcast creator genius, with royalty-free music and sound effects that make you sound from the radiophonic workshop, with segments for you to advertise yourself in the cash money you so deserve. Available everywhere podcasts are free. Just do the Q.
Iconic ionic neutronic bionic tronic tonic drips light to earth as electro light wave formulas. Formed for the reuse and purpose leisure to formulate or bisect, trisexualize. In the mind's eye am not a mattering of smatter oig, but just in form, wished up, lands of free, or huddled masses of tissue dyes light and shadowy formulas, from me to another, and another to another, stuck on you again, eh? Freedom was her middle name. Miranda thought for herself. The mysteries of her brevities in light circular motions motioned her antagonistic character assignment to the left corner of the middle of space bar collegiate ruled and number punched notebook number 12. She grabbed it up and tried to read into it, but it was blank. Ha, jokes on her, she thought to herself. Oh, ha, there you are again. Not yet, was the silence returned. It was an odd bunny who kept asking a silly question in the middle of an unwritten notebook. Yes, and that was rewritten as well. Perhaps it was white out, or sticky tape, or a typewriter with a dropped letter L or P or O, etc., in the middle grounded wire. So what am I supposed to do? She wrote into the middle of the notebook. as a dog waggled past and barfed near her shoes. Oh, it's that kind of day, is it? She put the notebook into her purse, which fit just perfectly as drawn into a parallelogram and changing colors to velvet red. Roped, as in that bar where we're not allowed back, or so we'd imagined and never returned. Good, bounced the mafia player of the night, who probably was armed, at least with a pair of fives, but enjoyed the dreamery of an inner pocket, inner circle, circular room in motion to Panda Bar with fresh dramatized evenings. Well, that was some over-dreamery, again. SHH, you're not supposed to ruin it, was the woman standing next to him. Password, please. Yes, that did keep popping up. Miranda was flipping through the notebook now, randomly discovering that the world did not make so much sense turned this way around, as she turned her notebook around. Maybe this way. Flip, flip, flip. Flipping. Oh. Turned and turned on. She quietly blushed and closed the notebook. Maybe earlier, she thought, and by thought I meant said out loud into headspace she used to think to herself, and now thinks for anybody in a 25-foot pole vault space above the head stop-rest stop-bar-minded raised a glass ever or rarely touch anything at all sort of colors watch mind bender bits. Yeah, that's the spot. She scratched her ear and looked down where the dog was still barfing. Ooh, that's medical. She woofed to herself. The dog stopped and growled a satisfactorily oh I overate again kind of oh those shoes look nice and oh shiny thing in the pink sky today grinny glow. I guess this is my dog. She looked across to find another owner. Will you take him? Nods were just around the corner where nobody was actually or totally but actually talking with her through straws in their coffee. Or empty cups they probably were. Does anybody drink anymore? Miranda fantasized that sets were set ups all the time, and glasses of faux champagne were flown in from actual champagne, where they stopped making the stuff but copyrighted the color. Yeah, the whole town was in on it. Had some sort of flag party, or something? Bought an airline, and quietly took over the world for 35 seconds every 3.5 weeks? The better part of summer, and a chocolate-dipped winter, or so was the idea on buses between truck stops, and an organized pop-up whatever they felt like, probably something with signs like a political rally, with a protest, and a granola factory outing, with embedded city shut down due to lack of permits, etc., all in a woozy perfect dream sequence by the owing party of whoever they thought you were, eh, Miranda? Oh yes, hello, Q. I thought that was you. You've been in your head a lot lately, as usual but in the unusual places making usual again. Your symmetry was mere bit of flicker that time, Q said, as her left eyelid upper crinkle section flickered again. You should mention it, it happens twice, indeed and thrice, as they glanced at each other again. The two were standings juxtaposed by a vase, like in the picture, shadow and light, you know? Yes, I do. Is there anything but dialogue on your mind right now? No, I think. Flowers for the vase. And a puppy for my friend here. And well, that's on a notebook is blue and 3/4 the size now. I guess it'll wait. What aren't you doing here again, you? Quotients were a kind of divide they would notice from time to time, etc. After a bit, it became kind of like a 2x4, wouldn't you know? Yes. It was odd, in between as well. Parrots are wonkers that trodden donkeys in the street sign on the floor, no. The carrier pigeon. Okay, the metal grating, not grating, well anyway, it's just there she pointed to the manhole cover. See? Yes, it's not as complicated when you point it she pointed away. Her finger was a little out of control, and she pointed back at herself for effect. Ooh. That's me, or is it her finger jiggled off and hid under a couch in the middle of the grassy park area, where her notebook sat down for itself and began to write. Oh, this is better. Materialization is the cornerstone of modern matter, that which is neither and either and never both, or always sometimes, as the maths go, divided or not, AQ. The couch was a velvet sweetity blowy notebook matching godsend, as leggings were getting extremely lengthy at moments between toes, etc. Which one went to the market? The socialist, no doubt. Oh, that was out of turn. Her foot turned on, and she began to write. And by the time, By the time, try the time, I the rhyme, pie sauce, oh. Scratch, 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 maybe an airplane. Or like. 100. Po 0F, that was the better part of handful of pages, with 100 micro airplanes folded and tossed around the couch ground, and her matters crossed her legs, and began to wonder if her legs were then cross. Trained in these matters, was her second smaller notebook, and she dug through her now crystal clear and edgy see-through purse, but only found a slice of gum. Fun? She popped it in her mouth, sideways. Like a harmonica. And it made a sound and she bit chomp when stomp butter butter cry baby won the fiddle-a-loompa had nothing on this gum, float the numbers. The bubble dared not to burst, and by the time she was floating up she forgot how much gum turned her on, and pulled out a pin from her pocket and burst the bubble like a pop shop stop, and pink went. Everywhere she wrote neatly with a salt packet on a small patch of grass about an 1/8 of a mile from the barf. Now where's Pooch? Oh, he's found girl Pooch. Good for him. I hope he gets supper. See you later, Pooch? Woof, was the response from the group. As it was the usual altogetherness which kept them together. Ryan, Ryan. Oh, people had begun to find the airplanes. And the couch. It'll get ratty soon. When the rats find out and she packed up a bit. There was a mirror, a piece of string, and several more croutons in the notebook. Now what flavor is this? A bit of cheese fell out of her purse and onto the ground. A rat rolled through the small airport and looked quickly and puffed the cheese into a pouch on the left and sunk into the grass. Now the grass, brave little rat, didn't think he'd come out for that. Rat's eyes are glassy filmed as noir in the nocturnal concrete world, and where did they create? The life of a rat seemed to be unfolding from another section of town, and a rough party that was. Tufted hair. And blottered veins in tiny legs, and that tail. Well. Call it a tail. It was actually like a piece of carpet, dripping around corners, and idly being non-mildly wild, and pointed was its non-point. To further the ideological notion which was that trash is food. Yeah, I'll keep the one, it thought to itself. A little onomatopoeia is all it needed, for itself this mid-afternoon. What was I doing on the grass, anyway? Looking at the girl's feet. Oh yes. Toes. Yes, I remember. And then the cheese dropped out of thin-lipped sky, indeed. That always happens when I need cheese. God must love rats. At any rate, no less than 5 on a dime quarter stopped, backed, turned, and kicked back, handled, and delivered to an end zone for cheese. The best kind of trash, like that novel that she was writing. Oh man. So much as a rat to think, it must be the cheese, again. Password. Yes, rats have passwords, dumbass it thought up as it expected not to receive any more cheese, and none happened. Yep, works every time. The rat smiled and sauntered off into that grating she spotted about near 10 minutes ago. That was our connection. Yes, plonk, and it was gone down under. Odd. Even so. So what's next? I mean. Between facts and leisure, there's not ought to do or time for fondling. You know? I mean, where does that lead pipe lead to? Under a siege of something from the sink again, drip the drop of pipe cranky it was too. Well, leave that, oddly ground up as it was used to the chattering. Must be Van der Waal again, she tapped her pen onto the sink and imagined it speaking down the street to that rat, that had left in not search of more cheese, for another time, etc. The message was queued up. Perhaps the next tap of the pipe, as in turned on or unsettled settlement or place of just argument, would release the watery foul message, or whatever that rat got up to. Hopefully not this pipe. The water fountain was just over there. Its timbre was too in an awe to brief messages of joy, nor sorrow, borrowed, sparrow, fly by try tie tread bread head gross photo. Backwards messages, or so she turned around to think through it. No. That's not backwards, it's just a stream. Ooh, the fish again. Stupid drought. This isn't ibfab. Or was it? She reached into her purse, and now pulled out. Well, it was a stop sign. Where'd that come from? Over there slightly, as cars came crashing into each other. A whoops, She stuffed it back into her purse and the street stains vanished. Careful next time. Officer, wear your seatbelt and don't use that lead foot so much. It talks, you know. Tourette's. Yes, I know, ma'am, came the reply. You were in the hospital. No, I'm not. I'm right here. And here. And here. She tore through pages in her notebook, pointing madly. Yes, and turn here. The officer in white pointed at his head and grinned. Wait, that's not right, right? It's a draw. Yes. Oh, all right. If you must I? Yes, musty Owen McFluff. We liked the stop sign in the cleanup, nice one with the furry dye, so yes, I forgot. She hurried a sketch in the book and looked down expecting cheese. Damn. That never works. Dash dash. So it's about this time, where Mrs. Dash is supposed to come in and tell you how much flavor she has for you, but in reality, well, it is quite good in small packets, designed not to be eaten by hospital staff, never served, and searched only by madmen and women who wanted a souvenir, to eat on imaginary tomatoes, and gooey eggs, etc. Plonk. That's your bit, eh? 12.5 cents? Where'd you get that? Indian quarter? She looked puzzled. Yeah, it takes two, eh, Tango? Strange footlings are under a wet stop muckery again, she took her finger out of her ear. Just radio again, chatter. Character asses were on the line again, or more like in a wave, or on a wave. Or waving, the gerund kind. No, that was a repeat. Ding. Dong. Chocolate came to mind, but only as an endorphic rushed pice matter. The wish rhymed with wand, and wonder, ponder, alliterized. Okay, full stop, that goes back there. Her purse flashed open and everybody stopped. That's cheddar, she smiled, and the pipe winked. It's time to head north, star, on point, 4 points, or so she thought, 11 by 7, 77, and that's my line. Anyway, it's punch up, and pub sub for the proceeds of a McMuffin. That was a Midwest bit of cow on grass. No rats, no cheese, yet, though partnered on the outside, on a bun, for 59 cents in the 70s, weird combo meal, with a metal toy that was eco-friendly, and ran on sentences from snotty kids' hands. Funny the McRib wasn't available, but the apple pie was. Not like the movie, unless you're into that sort of thing, which I am, not, though it made for a sequel. Sequenced, and thus is this. A sequenced just a bit more, and less, and like the Raven, black but shiny specular and hair just invented for a digital version of the silver screen, emollient and sprockets till we dance Dolby, eh? By right is a market in the Upper West downward spiral note stock flashcard, flashed a woman in-